Well, with the advent of sports radio and the internet, sports hotlines aren't so big anymore. But this guy is in a small town in the hill country, and he still does his own sports hotline for free. So we like to call it every once in a while and see what his take on some of the big stories are. This is Ed Carter's sports hotline. Let's give it a call. See what we can come up with here. I'm sure he's still doing it. We haven't called it in a few months.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about if you're doing sports commentary.
Your sports break for Monday, July 11th, Anus Domini, 2005. I'm Ed Carter. Well, the Rangers played on last night. Beating the Toronto Blue Jays 9-8, scoring over the Blue Jays the most points. The Rangers did well against them foreign-born Blue Jays, who failed to support our effort in Iraq as we kicked some Saddam ass to put a few Kusei and Uday 6 feet under to boot. Note to Blue Jays, all these candy asses who don't support our country need to get the hell out. We are going to continue on right now. Last night, Kenny Rogers pitched for the Lone Star State's own Rangers and did well to before getting that standing ovation from the crowd that had crowded the stands for the contest between the Kenny Rogers-led Rangers versus
lighting.
The Blue Jays from Toronto, non-America.
Awful. Worse. Yeah.
The Rangers won 8-9. Despite the controversy that Kenny Rogers got in by shoving some cameraman halfway back to Mexico. Note to cameraman Larry Rodriguez, quit being a minority. The Tour de Lance played on last night, where Texan and the Lone Star State's own Lance Armstrong lost out on the yellow jersey at the gayest sporting event in a country known mainly for giving us freedom fries. Note to Lance, as soon as you're finished kicking frog ass, why don't you come back here to the Davy Crockett State and engage in a real sport like high school football.
Ed Carter's sports hotline we're listening
now
to.
Now it's time for an Ed Carter editorial.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Isn't it time we give Kenny Rogers a break on this whole shove the cameraman incident? It was clear that the cameraman was in the wrong by assaulting Kenny with sports coverage. This cameraman, Larry Rodriguez, ought to know more than anyone that what he did was wrong. Why, even in his own culture, taking someone's picture is considered stealing his spirit. Old Larry ought to be brought up on charges of theft, maybe. And maybe ought to be brought up on charges of changing his first name from Pedro to something else that would get him a visa.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible.
In the NBA, in NASCAR, old Dale Jr. finally pulled a win out of his dead daddy's ass. Fans alike cheer. Oddly enough, in one full year of racing, Junior only managed to tie his dead daddy's corpse, proving once again that Dale Sr. can still compete. He's 6 feet under.
How does that prove that?
In women's rowing, in basketball, the matter. I'm running out of tape with your sports break Monday,
gosh.
July 11th. Year of our Lord 2005, I'm Ed Carter.
Man, he's gotten so
top. And number two, that's the Musers putting a call in to